Hi. In this podcast, we will discuss about some frequently asked core Java interview questions and answers that can help you prepare for your next Java developer interview. As we all know, Java is the most popular programming language currently in the IT industry. The main reason behind the large number of people who are beginners and professionals who are in the area of programming is the potential for career advancement that Java expertise offers. So, let's get started. Question 1. What do you mean by Java? Answer. Java is a programming language and computing platform first released by Sun Microsystems in 1995. It has multiple features, such as platform-independent, multi-threaded, portable, and high-performance. Question 2. What is JVM or Java Virtual Machine? Answer. JVM or Java Virtual Machine provides a runtime environment to execute Java code or applications. It converts bytecode into machine language. JVM implementation is known as JRE or Java Runtime Environment. Question 3. Mention the key differences between JVM, JRE, and JDK. Answer. JVM. JVM stands for Java Virtual Machine that enables computer systems to run programs. The runtime environment of JVM helps in the execution of Java bytecode. It is platform-dependent. Thus, for each hardware and software, we have different JVM configurations. JVM is abstract and doesn't exist physically. JRE. JRE stands for Java Runtime Environment. It contains all sets of libraries that JVM uses at runtime. JRE is imperative to run any Java code. It is platform-dependent and exists physically. JDK. JDK stands for Java Development Kit that includes development tools like JavaDoc, compiler, and debugger along with Java Runtime Environment. It is a complete kit for developing any type of Java application. You can run code and execute Java codes and launch your application with JDK. Question 4. What are the different types of memory areas allocated by JVM? Answer. Following are the 5 different types of memory areas allocated by JVM. Number 1. Class, Method, Area. The class method area is the memory block that stores the class code, variable code, method code, and the constructor of a Java program. Number 2. Heap. The heap area is the memory block where objects are created or objects are stored. It is used to allocate memory to objects at runtime. Number 3. Stack. It is used to store data and partial results which will be needed while returning value for method and performing dynamic linking. Number 4. Program Counter Register. It is a register that contains the address of the JVM instruction being executed currently. Last and number 5 is Native Method Stack. This memory is allocated for each thread when it's created and it can be of a fixed or dynamic nature. Question 5. What do you mean by JIT compiler? Answer. JIT compiler stands for Just-in-Time Compiler. It is a crucial part of the Java runtime environment as it is used to improve performance. JIT compiles the code when needed, but not before runtime. Therefore, it reduces the amount of time required for compilation. Question 6. What is a platform in Java? Answer. Platform in Java is a collection of programs that facilitates programmers to efficiently build and run Java applications. It consists of a compiler, an execution engine, and a set of libraries. Question 7. Explain the principal differences between the Java platform and other platforms? Answer. Here are the key differences between the Java platform and other platforms. Java is the software-based platform, whereas other platforms may be the hardware platforms or software-based platforms. Java is executed on the top of other hardware platforms, whereas other platforms can only have the hardware components. Question 8. What gives Java, WRA, or write once and run anywhere, nature? Answer. In Java, the programs are compiled and converted to a class file or bytecode, which is interpreted by Java Virtual Machine. Thus, the generated bytecode file can run anywhere or on any JVM. Question 9. What is Java Classloader? Answer. Java Classloader is used to load bytecode or class file. When JVM runs a Java program, it is loaded first by the classloader. The classloader class uses a delegation model for searching for resources and classes. Question 10. What if I write static public void instead of public static void? Answer. It won't make any difference if you write static public void instead of the public static void, as the order of specifiers doesn't matter and are interchangeable in Java. Moreover, your Java program will run and compile successfully. Question 11. What is the default value of the local variables? Answer. The local variables have no default values in Java, meaning that they must be declared and assigned an initial value before the first use. Else, the compiler will throw an error. Question 12. What are the different access specifiers in Java? Answer. Access specifiers are the keywords in Java used to define the variable, class, or method's access scope. There are four access specifiers in Java, which are as follows. Number 1. Public. It attains the highest level of accessibility. Any class, method, or field defined as public is accessible from any Java program class. Number 2. Protected. Fields and methods declared as protected are accessible by the subclasses in other packages or any class within the protected member's class package. Number 3. Private. It obtains the lowest level of accessibility. Any class, field, or method defined as private is accessible within the same class only. And fourth one is default. When no access modifier is specified, all the methods, classes, and fields are of default scope. Question 13. What is the purpose of static methods and static variables? Answer. A static method in Java belongs to a class and not to an object or instance. It can only access the static data and cannot access non-static data. A static variable is initialized only one time during the start of the execution. Java variables belong to a class and are initialized first, before the initialization of any instance variables. Question 14. What are the advantages of Java packages? Answer. Following are the advantages of using Java packages. Number 1. Java package is used to categorize the classes and interfaces so that they can be easily maintained. Number 2. Java package provides access protection. Number 3. Java package removes naming collision. Question 15. What is the object-oriented paradigm? Answer. OOP, or object-oriented programming, is a paradigm that helps to design a program using objects or classes. It streamlines the process of software development. Question 16. Highlight the difference between an object-oriented programming language and an object-based programming language. Answer. Following are basic differences between object-oriented languages and object-based languages. An object-oriented language follows all OOP concepts, whereas an object-based language doesn't follow every OOP concept, such as polymorphism and inheritance. Object-oriented languages do not have an inbuilt object, whereas object-based languages do have inbuilt objects, like JavaScript has a window object. Some popular examples of object-oriented programming are C#, Java, and Smalltalk, while the examples of object-based languages are VBScript, JavaScript, etc. Question 17. What is a constructor in Java? Answer. A constructor in Java is a special method that is used to initialize objects. The constructor is called when an object of a class is created. Question 18. What is the meaning of default and parameterized constructors? Answer. Default. It is a constructor with no arguments. Default or nullary constructor is generated whenever you don't declare any constructor in a class. Thus, the compiler creates a default one automatically. Parameterized. A constructor with a specific number of arguments and parameters is known as parameterized constructors. Question 19. Explain the static method in Java? Answer. A static method is a method that belongs to a class rather than an instance of a class. This means you can call a static method without creating an object of the class. Static methods are sometimes called class methods. Question 20. Define the restrictions applied to the Java static methods? Answer. Mainly, two major restrictions are applied to static methods, which are as follows. The static method cannot directly call the non-static method or utilize a non-static data member. Also, it cannot use this and super keywords in a static context as they are non-static. Thank you for listening to our podcast.